Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
You need help in healing from weight problems, digestive diseases, low energy, poor sleep quality, or excessive worries? You're invited to join Master Mu, a highly respected Qigong master at East West Bookstore in Mountain View for two consecutive healing events. The evening healing event on Friday, August 23rd is free of charge from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. It will help you lose weight and detoxify your body. Then the Qigong workshop takes place Saturday, August 24th from noon to 4 p.m., and it's for the healing of the spleen, stomach, pancreatic system. To register, call East West Books at 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800. Or you can register at eastwest.com. Space is limited. Please register with East West Bookstores in advance for both events. For more information, visit Master Mu's website, purebeautifulhealing.org.
This weekend at East West Bookshop, Master Taiyan Jianmu will help us improve our stomach, spleen, pancreas system through traditional Chinese medicine, Qigong, and energy healing transmissions in a Friday night talk and a Saturday workshop. Kay Falstrom on Saturday evening shares how she became a medium through a fascinating story of death and return. And her Sunday workshop will help you learn to communicate with spirits on the other side. Get all the details at eastwest.com.
You know that memory problem, lack of focus, and brain aging is directly connected and influenced by the health of your gut digestive system. Would you like to prevent brain degeneration, Alzheimer's, and dementia? Christine Roche is a clinical nutritionist and expert in digestive health. She has 25 years' experience, including cutting-edge training by the leading clinics in Europe. Her digestive repair program is the key to help you improve your digestion, elimination, reduce inflammation, heal your gut, and experience lasting digestive brain vitality. So please call her at 650-856-3151 to sign up for your digestive and neurotransmitter evaluation. Seeing Beyond listeners who call and schedule in the next 48 hours receive 50% off their first visit with Christine Roche. Again, please call 650-856-3151 or sign up on the website lightlivingprogram.com. That's Light, L-I-G-H-T, livingprogram.com. Welcome back. As our guest this hour, Master Tiang Jiai Mu, has told us, as a child, she witnessed firsthand the healing of her critically ill mother through the practice of Qigong after all other medical treatments had failed. This is absolutely fascinating. By the way, you can find out more about Master Mu and her work at her website, purebeautifulhealing.org. Of course, it's linked right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. So go to seeingbeyond.com. That's S-E-E-I-N-G, beyond.com. There on the homepage, click on calendar and go to today's date, and you'll get contact information for our guest, Master Mu. All right, now, you combine the best of the East and the West, and I love interviewing people like that. It's like you know that there is some good allopathic medicine. You're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but by the same token, you know that it by itself oftentimes is not enough. How do you account for this miraculous healing of your mother when medical doctors had pretty much given up hope?
I know. At the time, it was really pure luck that this wonderful Qigong master just happened to have come to our town for a short period of time, and my mom heard of him and went to his class. Looking back, I think it was the universe, trying to teach us something, especially now I know I have a mission to carry out, and that is the way the universe started, to kind of awaken me.
Mm-hmm.
and plant a seed in my heart.
Well, I love this story. And Master Mu, what made you choose the path you're on now as a Qigong master who devotes a lot of time teaching and sharing Qigong tools and practices with the public?
Well, I have been practicing and learning all my life as a hobby, rather, as something I do for, you know, health maintenance and for sharing with others. Until 2008, I met my current teacher, who Grandmaster Le Tian, who was a highly revered top Qigong grandmaster from China. I think, you know, whether people explain it as karma or some connection by the universe, I became extremely enthusiastic as a volunteer in his class to help him translate, to help him with managerial work for the organization. I did not expect anything in return. I just loved the fact that I could help so he could help more people, because he had obstacles with the language, with the culture. And then before I knew it, all of a sudden, during the translation, during the assisting work in class, all of a sudden this so-called extrasensory abilities started to happen to me. And that was one of the requirements to be a master, now I know. I never imagined myself being a master. I didn't know what to do with it. Plus, I have a pretty busy life. My plate was full. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a CPA, a certified financial planner. Lots of, you know, social activities. Now what do I do with a master? At that time, I wasn't a master. I was just, you know, helping out as much as I could. Then in 2010, it was actually a funny date, 10-10-10. It was October the 10th, 2010. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be quite an auspicious date looking back. That was the date the Grandmaster announced to the public that I was the newly selected master of this lineage. And it was up to me what I do with the title. So I have been guided by the universe very clearly what to do. I put more and more time into this work. I've been teaching nonstop at class setting, retreats, you know, conferences, etc., sharing all these wonderful practices with as many people as possible.
Well, this is just amazing. How in the world, Master Mu, do you balance your life as a wife, a mother, a CPA, a certified financial planner, and a Qigong master running a nonprofit organization?
I know. At first, it was quite challenging. I thought I had to choose, and that was not that was a little nerve-wracking, because I have a life that most people think it was perfect. You know, I have been very happily married, have a beautiful child. My CPA work and the financial planning work has been very fulfilling. I happen to be very good with numbers, good with finances, and good with people. I love connecting with people. I love helping them with what I know. My clients love me, and I love them dearly. In terms of time, it was impossible. It seems to be impossible to have one more big thing in my plate. But then all of a sudden, it came to me that everything is energy. If you work with the energy, everything will work out beautifully. And it has. But it was not, it did not come easily right away. Now I can share very openly with my clients that I do this as my way of giving back to the community. And they love it. A lot of clients said, oh, we know there was something special about you, but we just didn't know exactly what. You know, they used the word smart, caring, compassion, all those words to describe me, but they knew there was something else. They didn't quite know. And everybody was like thrilled to know, oh, that's why we knew you were very unique and different. And that's why even the financial side works so well with the clients. Because when you work with energy, you know, when I have to deal with different investment companies, even the IRS,
right.
And the insurance companies, you know, the energy comes through, and then you just realize, you just watch people going out of their way to help you and help your clients. And I don't use the energy in a manipulative way. It just comes from my heart. You know, I love people. I'm grateful for everything people do, whether they get paid or not. I see it as a beautiful symphony that the universe has arranged. So everything works out really well now, and my family is very supportive now. At first, my husband, for one, saw it as a challenge, as something almost threatening to our happy marriage. He thought some force was, you know, taking me away. Now he knows it's not taking me away. It's actually making everything even better.
Well, and I know that people can find out more about you and the great work you're doing with Qigong at purebeautifulhealing.org. We just have a few minutes before our next break, Master Mu, but you're going to be at East West Books in downtown Mountain View Friday, August 23rd and Saturday, August 24th. Tell us how Qigong can help people lose weight and detox their body, because I know that's what you're going to be doing at East West Books.
Okay, be happy to. Given the time we have, I may not have enough time to elaborate on the five organ system. I would just briefly talk about the organ that we are talking about, which is the stomach, spleen, and pancreas system, which includes the muscles and the mouth. Qigong, we have a set of physical Qigong practices that can be easily learned by anyone in any state of health at any age. So they can reduce their weight if weight is a problem, detoxify their body if they are toxic in their body, which is probably everyone, from the air, food, you know, even negative thoughts. And then for Friday's evening event, it's a free healing event where people don't have to do anything. All they need to do is to come, sit down, and relax and be open to the energy. So what I will do is to channel in the sweet energy from the planet Saturn. It's a powerful energy healing transmission, so people just receive this. And they're amazed. Often they tell me how incredible it is to just sit there and receive the energy without doing anything. They wind up adjusting their diet automatically and receiving the healing. So they lose the excessive weight and have a better health.
Well, I love the fact, too, that East West Books introduces people like you to Seeing Beyond listeners and others for their free lecture. And that's right. We're going to be having Master Qianjiai Mu at East West Books this Friday, August 23rd, 7:30 p.m. The topic is Lose Weight and Detox with Qigong Healing. It sounds to me like this can be very easy and definitely a peaceful experience. We're going to be coming back and talking more about the five-organ system and more about how Qigong works. I also want to let you know that she'll be returning to East West Books Saturday, August 24th, for a workshop 12 to 4 p.m. So to register for that workshop or to let them know that you're coming Friday evening for the free event, call East West Books, downtown Mountain View, 650-988-9800, 650-988-9800. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond. Do you need help in healing from weight problems, digestive diseases, low energy, poor sleep quality, or excessive worries? You're invited to join Master Mu, a highly respected Qigong master at East West Bookstore in Mountain View for two consecutive healing events. evening healing event on Friday, August 23rd is free of charge from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. It will help you lose weight and detoxify your body. Then the Qigong workshop takes place Saturday, August 24th from noon to 4 p.m., and it's for the healing of the spleen, stomach, pancreatic system. To register, call East West Books at 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800. Or you can register at eastwest.com. Space is limited. Please register with East West Bookstores in advance for both events. For more information, visit Master Mu's website, purebeautifulhealing.org.
This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods, and I have a question for you. How old are your arteries? You know, more and more we're finding out that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease, but inflammation of the arteries is the cause. How are your arteries doing? You can find out with the double screening of CardioVision and BioClip Plus. It's going to be happening once a month at Apple Health Foods. It's only $50 an appointment, and we have a special buy two, get one free. Call us at 800-67-APPLE for details.
You've experienced brain fog, have problems with memory and focus. Do you have family members with Alzheimer's, dementia? Would you like to find an approach that identifies and helps you to heal the underlying issues related to your health concerns? Would you like to find an approach that is cost-effective with proven and lasting results? The Light Living Clinic in Palo Alto has developed a brain and digestive repair protocol based on 25 years' experience, including cutting-edge training in Europe. Christine Roche, digestive health expert, has the keys to help you heal your digestive and brain issues. Be vital and healthy again with this proven system. Call 650-856-3151 to schedule your digestive and brain health repair session. Seeing Beyond listeners calling within 48 hours of this announcement receive 50% off their first visit. Again, please call 650-856-3151 and receive 50% off your first visit if you call to schedule the appointment in the next 48 hours. You can also sign up at lightlivingprogram.com. That's light, L-I-G-H-T, livingprogram.com. Welcome back. Well, as Master Mu has said here on Seeing Beyond, she's not only a Qigong master, teacher, and healer, she's also a CPA and certified financial planner, highly sought after by clients and well-respected by her peers, with numerous awards from various professional organizations. Many people commented on how thrilled they were to discover such a unique teacher who can combine a very left-brain profession with a rather right-brain Qigong practice so masterfully. Master Mu is truly a perfect blend of Eastern and Western cultures and a balance between practicality and spirituality. I think that is so important in our busy world. Find out more about her and her work at purebeautifulhealing.org. Well, Master Mu, I want to go into a little bit more about what you're going to be doing in the workshop part at East West Books on August 24th. You talked about this five-organ system. Talk more about what you're going to be doing to help people to lose weight and detoxify.
Yes. Well, you know, traditional Chinese medicine is based upon the yin-yang theory and also the five-element theory and the practice. So all of the organs and tissues in our body are divided into five organ systems. They are closely connected and integrated. For example, during the springtime, we focus on healing the liver and gallbladder system, which includes the tendons and the eyes and the nails. In June, I had a teaching at East West Bookstore on heart healing system, which includes the heart, the small intestine, the blood vessels, the tongue, and the corresponding color is red. The corresponding color for the liver system is green. Now, this upcoming class, this Friday and Saturday, we focus on healing the spleen, stomach, and pancreas system, which includes the muscles and mouth and the lips. The color is yellow, and it, so it's tied up to the right in between late summer and early fall, because we only have four seasons, but we have five elements and five organ systems. So the stomach happens to be right in the center of the body, and therefore it's also tied to the center of the year. This is the perfect time to work on any issues in your digestive system at this time of the year. In the West especially, many people are struggling with the weight issue. Well, we can share several practices, including a practice called Bigu that has been practiced for thousands of years in various cultures on various lands, that has been very effective in cleansing the body. So the excess weight, the toxic chemicals, pollutants will be cleansed out of the body. And then moving on to the fall season, we focus on healing the lungs and large intestine system, which includes the skin, the body hair, the nose, including the sinus area. A lot of people with allergies will benefit from that. People with colon issues, skin issues can benefit a lot from that. I believe I'm scheduled to be back at East West in October. We'll probably talk about that a little later, October 18th and 19th. So then wintertime, the last one, but certainly not the least, actually this kidney system is the most important organ system because it's considered the foundation of our health. So the kidney system includes the bladder, the kidneys, of course, all of the reproductive organs, the bones in the entire system, ears, and hair, and that's in the winter time that we spend a lot of time taking care of and paying attention to. And there are various emotions tied to different systems. For example, anger is related to the liver system. Impatience or jealousy are tied to heart, but the positive emotions are love and gratitude and compassion. Worry is really, really bad for the lung, for the spleen and the stomach system, which is the upcoming class. And the sadness and grief are very hurtful to the lungs and large intestine. And the fear is related to a weak kidney system. So you see all the Chinese, based on the Chinese five elements medical theory and practice, every emotion we have is not a single emotion. It's all related to the health of a certain organ system. By treating that organ system, we also resolve some of the emotional issues.
Well, and seriously, I think that there is so much stress on the planet right now. There's so much change going on.
True.
It is really important to get ourselves into balance. And you're such a good example of somebody who's got a lot on her plate. She's got a lot of balls up in the air at all times, and yet you use this Qigong to help you to stay balanced.
Right.
You know, when you're talking about the pancreas, I'm thinking about Steve Jobs having just recently died of pancreatic cancer. I have several friends who died of pancreatic cancer.
And that
is it seems to be increasing to me. Why are so many people getting pancreatic cancer?
Well, it is definitely related to stress and worries, overthinking, pancreas is located in a place that's very hard for the doctors to feel or check, and the symptoms are very similar to other problems that a person may have. So by the time it's confirmed, it's typically in the late stage. And so far, there's, you know, almost no cure. You hear the pancreatic cancer, you hear the word death, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. And several, you know, celebrities have had that and died from it. In addition to Steve Jobs, we also had lost Patrick Swayze.
Right.
Right. So very sad and very devastating, you know, disease. And American, we happen to be the leader in the world in this cancer for some reason. We are number one in the number of deaths.
Well, we certainly have our share of stress, don't we?
Right. We do.
And Qigong, we just have a couple of minutes for our next break, but how does Qigong help us to manage our stress?
Well, when you, especially, you know, Qigong has several forms. One is slow movement, right? Mm-hmm. One is meditative. The meditative type of Qigong is very helpful for us to let go with all this materialistic thinking on this planet, at least for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, if we can't really let go entirely. When we can just focus on our body one part at a time and send loving and grateful energy to that particular part, especially the part that's in trouble, that has been proven to be very, very healing. Just, you know, if you don't, if you think practicing something called Qigong is intimidating or foreign, just, you know, start with meditating and just quiet down our mind and think of the organ in a way that's loving, that's grateful, that, you know, say thank you to my heart, thank you to my stomach for working 24/7 nonstop without a vacation,
right.
So I can function. That itself is a form of Qigong, and can get people started. And then you add, you know, movement to strengthen your body. It's just very easy but very powerful.
I love the fact that you're going to be at one of our very favorite places, East West Books, for the free lecture on losing weight and detoxifying with Qigong healing. That'll be this Friday, August 23rd, 7:30 p.m., free. But they do ask that you call to reserve your space, 650-988-9800, 650-988-9800. The following day, Master Mu is going to be doing a workshop from noon to 4 p.m., and you can call for your reservations on that. This is Qigong for spleen, stomach, and pancreas. This is the season for healing those organs. And again, the number at East West Books, 650-988-9800. Well, there is so much stress going on the planet right now, and some other things, too, including spirit attachments. We're going to be coming back and talking about the fact that Master Mu is going to be doing a workshop in San Jose titled Releasing Spirit Attachments, Healing Your Body, Mind, and Soul. Sounds intriguing, doesn't it? Well, stay tuned. And again, if you want to find out more about Master Mu's work, go to, I love her website title, purebeautifulhealing.org. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue, I promise you, to see beyond. Do you need help in healing from weight problems, digestive diseases, low energy, poor sleep quality, or excessive worries? You're invited to join Master Mu, a highly respected Qigong master at East West Bookstore in Mountain View for two consecutive healing events. The evening healing event on Friday, August 23rd is free of charge from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. It will help you lose weight and detoxify your body. Then the Qigong workshop takes place Saturday, August 24th from noon to 4 p.m., and it's for the healing of the spleen, stomach, pancreatic system. To register, call East West Books at 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800. Or you can register at eastwest.com. Space is limited. Please register with East West Bookstores in advance for both events. For more information, visit Master Mu's website, purebeautifulhealing.org. Do you experience stomach, gut discomfort, heartburn, gastric reflux, bloating, problems with constipation or diarrhea, gut inflammation? Well, digestive problems are connected to the health of your brain, memory, cognition, and focus. Would you like to work with an approach that identifies the underlying issues that are causing your digestive issues? Would you like to find an approach that is cost-effective with permanent results? The Light Living Clinic in Palo Alto has developed the Digestive Repair Protocol based on 25 years' experience, including cutting-edge training in Europe. Christine Roche, digestive health expert, has the keys to help you resolve your digestive issues and be vital and healthy. It's a proven system. Call 650-856-3151 to schedule your digestive and brain health evaluation. Seeing Beyond listeners calling within 48 hours of this announcement receive 50% off their first visit. Again, please call 650-856-3151 and receive 50% off your first visit if you call to schedule the appointment in the next 48 hours. You can also sign up at lightlivingprogram.com. That's light, L-I-G-H-T, livingprogram.com. Welcome back. In 2008, in Berkeley, California, Kathy met Grandmaster La Tian, a highly revered top Qigong grandmaster from China and founder of Tiangong International Foundation, whose teaching reached and healed millions. She started to study with him right away and soon became one of the enthusiastic volunteers and a certified instructor. Shortly thereafter, as she told us earlier in my interview, Kathy developed extrasensory faculties and healing abilities while devoting herself to serving and helping others altruistically without expecting anything in return. And then on October 10, 2010, Grandmaster La Tian announced to the public Kathy's selection by Universal Grandmasters as a new Qigong master. After she passed the rigorous test, even though she was unaware that she was being tested, she was given the spiritual name Tianjiai, meaning universal goddess, to use when serving as Qigong master. Find out more about her and her work at purebeautifulhealing.org. Well, I find this other workshop that you're doing in San Jose, September 14th, 11:30 to 4 p.m., very intriguing. It's called Releasing Spirit Attachments.
Funny?
Healing your body, mind, and soul. What is that about, Master Mu?
Well, in our work, we noticed that, you know, maybe two students come in with the same back problem, for example. One person gets healing right away, and the pain is gone for good. And the other person may experience some improvement in how they feel, and then they go back and forth. So we started to research on this phenomena and then realized a lot of people have spirits attached to them. As a matter of fact, if you have heard the news before our beloved Mother Teresa passed on, she was attached when she was physically weak and not feeling well, and then she was suffering from very severe insomnia, even displaying very strange behaviors that were not like Mother Teresa. She was hospitalized, but none of the medications helped her with her problems until one of the archbishops came to visit her and suggested that she may have spirit attachment. It was also called possessed by a spirit. So she agreed to a half-hour ceremony called exorcism, and then afterwards she was healed. So most spiritual traditions, as well as modern sciences even, teach that life is comprised of both the physical side and energetic side. All animals, all humans, animals, and plants have their own life forces, known as the souls or the spirits. So when a person's physical body dies, the spirit needs to journey back into light in order to move on to their appropriate destinations. However, when somebody dies in a difficult situation or with unresolved issues or in a very negative state of mind, the soul may get stuck here in the third dimension without a physical body. In order to sustain, the spirit has to attach to a living person or any other living being to drain energy from that being, which has created a wide range of physical and psychological problems, which can be chronic and very difficult to diagnose or treat. So in our work, we have done a lot of research with ancient cultures, as well as, you know, some books written by medical doctors. A very good book written by Dr. Edith Fiore named The Unquiet Dead has documented a lot of cases in her medical treatment with her patients, realizing some patients were having all those very mysterious physical problems or emotional problems because of spirit attachment. So that has helped us tremendously with how, you know, effectively we can help our students.
So, Master Mu, what are some of the symptoms that might indicate a person has a spirit attachment?
Oh, that's a great question. The symptoms are, for example, chronic fatigue, feeling weak physically all the time, cold hands and feet, even in summertime when it's very hot, sleep disturbances, severe insomnia uncontrollable by sleeping medication, feeling tired after sleep, frequent nightmares, loss of sexual dreams at night, yet waking up the next day feeling very tired, sleeping too much without feeling rested, chronic depression and anxiety, digestive disorders, cancer, chronic pain, pain that moves around, pain that feels very heavy, pressure pain, stinging pain, burning pain, decreased sensitivity to pain, numbness, unusual or dulled sensations, changing personality or habits. All of a sudden, the person, you know, may start dressing up in the style of opposite sex, or dressing up like an older person, or dressing up wearing hairstyles of the opposite sex, changing of appearance. For example, the face becomes asymmetrical, pale complexion, or very strange look in the eye, hormonal imbalance, premature menopause, or irregular menstruation. We have a female student who came with no period in her 20s. The doctor tried, you know, hormonal treatment, tried many other treatments. Nothing worked. After the workshop, in the weekend, Monday, her period came. So prone to accidents is another thing. You know, when you have spirit attached to you, a lot of accidents, especially car accidents, happen. Cold, shivering body, unexplainable fear, high blood pressure that's sudden in onset, especially very high at night, irritability, quick to anger, emotional instability, sudden decrease or disappearance of sexual drive or excessive sexual drive, sudden super strength ability, sudden loss of strength, fear of sunlight, preferring nighttime because the floating spirits normally like the nighttime and darkness, fear of heat, excessive alcohol drinking, excessive cigarette smoking, excessive coffee drinking. According to Dr. Fiore, almost all of the addictions to drug or to any other substance were caused by spirit attachment. Low self-esteem, chronic depression, suicidal feelings, radically changed personalities, auditory hallucination, visual hallucination, lack of moderation in eating, sudden increase in appetite, changes in voice, career difficulties, obstacles in life, and conflicts in marriage, family, or other interpersonal relationships. So especially after conventional medical treatments have failed, and it's helpful to to check out whether you have this spirit attachment, which, you know, sounds very scary, but about 80 to 85% of population may encounter this in their lifetime, because especially as you said, Bonnie, earlier, that we are going through drastic changes on this planet, and a lot of people die in a circumstance where they were not able to move on, move into light, and move on to the next destiny. And sometimes, you know, due to lack of knowledge about this phenomena, people decide to stay here, whether to continue loving someone or to take revenge on someone who hurt them or who owed them something. And then they wound up being an attachment to somebody's body. They could not accomplish what they want to accomplish, and they cause a lot of illness and difficulty for the person they attach to.
We just have a minute for this, and I know you could probably spend 10 minutes on it, but
right.
What kind of people are prone to becoming attached?
Basically, people who are physically weak and emotionally feeling a lot of negative thoughts. So if we can pay attention to our health, both physical health and emotional mental health, we become stronger and brighter. Spirits do not like to attach to people who are very bright. They stay away from them. If your energy body resonates with the dark energy, the negative energy, you are more prone to being attached.
Well, that really makes sense,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it? This workshop sounds so intriguing, and it is with Master Mu in San Jose. It's called Releasing Spirit Attachments, Healing Your Body, Mind, and Soul. It's going to be taking place Saturday, September 14th, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The location is the Center for Spiritual Living. They're located at 1195 Clark Street, Ernest Holmes Room, and that's in San Jose. Now, the contact person is named Catherine. Her number, 408-836-2964, 408-836-2964. Space is limited, so please pre-register to secure your spot. You can also register at purebeautifulhealing.org, and they have some tuition discounts, a 10% early bird discount if registered by 9/7, that's September 7th, $100 for students reviewing this course, and they get a 10% early discount, $90 if registered by September 7th also. So the important thing is the date, which is September 14th, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in San Jose. Contact Catherine at 408-836-2964. And then again, I want to highlight the fact that Master Mu is going to be at East West Books. It's one of our favorite places in downtown Mountain View. She is going to be there for one of their free lectures this Friday, August 23rd. Called Lose Weight and Detox with Qigong Healing, 7:30 p.m. It is free, but they do ask you to please call and register for the event. They really do appreciate that. And East West number 650-988-9800, 650-988-9800. And then Master Mu will be returning the next day, Saturday, August 24th, to East West Books, noon to 4 p.m., for a workshop, Qigong for spleen, stomach, and pancreas. And again, call this number at East West Books to register, 650-988-9800. Find out more about Master Mu and her work at purebeautifulhealing.org. Well, we could have spent another hour, that's for sure, Master Mu. Thank you so much for having been here, and I hope to get you back on again in the fall. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for the wonderful time together. I hope the information is useful.
Oh, it has been, believe me. And you have a wonderful time with
you too.
Listeners and others at East West Books. Okay, well, all of you who are listening, remember to continue to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Thank you.